welcome back. From time to time, we'd like to keep you up to date on so-called alternative health therapies. Of course, at the top of the list is the Rife frequency modality, which we have featured at New Earth on Rentz.com. Look on the left-hand side of the homepage and click on that, and you'll find the BCX units. The BCX Ultra is out now, and something new has been added to that particular paradigm of really interesting therapeutic application, shall we say, diplomatically. Roger Whitman is back tonight. Roger is the owner of the BCX Corporation and produces the finest Rife instrument in the world. It, of course, includes the plasma tubes, which come closest to duplicating Rife's genius from the 1930s. Let's see if Roger's there. Are you there, Roger? Can you hear me all right?
Good evening, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going as well as could be expected. Thank you. Now, we have something really extraordinary to talk about tonight. You have, of course, led the world in producing the finest instruments, the Rife frequency instruments, the BCX units. And there is something to talk about in terms of a new extra added feature that those who have the BCX Ultra can choose to purchase. Tell us about it, how long it was in development, and what it is.
Okay, we now have a standalone tube called the Vortex tube. We were going to do a Fanatron tube, but we realized that there was a more concentration of energy if we would use the Vortex tube. The energy density is a lot more concentrated out the core of the Vortex tube. Where the Fanatron tube, there is some more energy coming out the front of it, but it's pretty much the same all the way around, according to my engineer's testing of the tube.
Right. How long has it been in development, Roger?
So my engineer is pretty fast with these kinds of things. It's been like 10 months anyway, and it's 6 months of concentrated effort.
Uh-huh. And how does that interface with the BCX Ultra unit?
Okay, the primary purpose of coming out with this Vortex tube to stand alone, well, two reasons, really. Number one is we wanted to copy what Rife was doing with a Fanatron tube where he had relatively a low amount of energy, 50, 60 watts, and he would either touch or pan the area. If he had a cancerous tumor, you know, in the liver area, he would pan that area. And it would be more for even individual spots than the whole body with this tube that he would use that he sold to some of the doctors. So we wanted to create that same type of thing.
Right.
Now, our handheld tubes, of course, force the current through the body left to right. So that's doing a really good job of creating the antenna effect in the body. But this Vortex tube, it's for people that just want a standalone tube. You know, like the other day we had a doctor that wanted to do his paperwork and just run a tube and not hold a handheld tube. So it's perfect for him.
Okay, let me ask all of you to click on Roger Whitman's name or just go to New Earth and look for the Rife Frequency Instrument page. Click on that, and you'll see what we're talking about. The BCX Ultra, of course, is shown on the page. The top picture shows the BCX Ultra with the tubes lit up, and those are the handheld tubes Roger's talking about. The two stainless steel flat plates below it go under your feet if you want to use it that way as well, and you'll get more of a full circuit, full body penetration. Just put your bare feet on those, and the energy is transmitted right through the bottom all the way to the top. Now, scroll down on the page. If you're new to the BCX Ultra, we'd urge you to go back and read it at your leisure and understand it more thoroughly. Go down a little bit further and you'll see the lit up Vortex modulating tube. And it says new Rife Vortex Ray tube now shipping. Now, this is a standalone tube. You don't have to hold it like you do with the individually handheld beam ray tubes. This is something that is unique. Now, are we to assume, Roger, that anybody who buys the BCX Ultra and wishes to add the Vortex tube to it can simply plug it in? That's what I understand, and that has to be the way it works out, correct?
Correct, yeah. There's just the cord that just runs to the standalone tube, the Vortex, and it plugs in 5 or 6 seconds. And then when you're running the machine, you can choose your electrodes, and auxiliary is there for the standalone tube.
I see. So would you want to use the handhelds at the same time? And if you did, could you?
Actually, you can't. There's so much energy that's required to run the tube technology that can't be done. But
uh-huh.
A lot of clinics have called me up and told me that using the foot plates and the glass tubes at the same time gave them quicker response, better results, which stands to reason you're putting more power into the body to go deeper in the body.
Now, the standalone Vortex modulator, the BCX Ultra Vortex Ray Tube, if that's sitting on a table, you would program in the same frequency strings that you'd like to use from the manual into the BCX Ultra, press start, and this would act just like the handheld tube, but you're not holding them. Now, the question that many people would have is, what is the penetrating ability of the Vortex tube compared to, say, the handheld tubes? I mean, what's the difference, Roger?
Okay, that is, I just talked to the engineer, and he said it would take some extreme testing to get all the details of exact powers and penetration, but we know that the Vortex tube is penetrating deep. For one reason, you know, it's a high voltage, so that's
right.
I mean, deeper penetration. And also there's the magnetic effect, which, you know, the engineer could explain that better, except it's a phenomenon where it just goes deep. And Rife realized that, too, when they had, down in his basement, underneath a cement, he killed some viruses or something in a Petri dish.
Right.
And he knew the light couldn't have gotten there, so it had to be some other frequency quality, and that was the magnetic effect.
Okay, so the Vortex tube acts the very same way as the handheld ray tubes. You program in a string of frequencies, you set it to run, and it'll run 1 minute per frequency, 2 minutes per
Correct.
Frequency, whatever you select. The Vortex tube does the same thing. How close do you have to have it to your body to penetrate and get the results that you're after?
Okay, we made it to put it right up close, and it's more for specific body parts. It'll do a good job of your whole body, but just like Rife is doing, you're going to put it right up next to you, and it's a lot more powerful, of course, than the handheld
tubes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and it would have to be because you're not actually holding on to them.
Right.
But
so
we're very happy with the results so far.
Right. Let's say that, I had strep throat, something like that. You just put the tube on the table, and you could go on reading and working online or whatever, and set your programming up with the BCX, and then turn it on, and then just sit there as the tube went through the actual application process of the various frequencies, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you would. I would use the foot plates, and because you can use the electrodes with either the handheld tubes or with a Vortex, and so I just get it up there real close. You know, I'd sit right next to a table. That's what I do, and I have it aimed right,
uh-huh.
right for my throat. If
right.
that's what I was going to work on.
Right. Now you say aim. It's omnidirectional, isn't it?
Well, there is more concentration. The energy density is a lot more concentrated right through the core.
So if you look down the center of the coil, you'd want to be at which end?
So actually, both ends are basically equal.
Huh.
But it is concentrated where, of course, the beam, you know, the Phenotron beam tube, it's omnidirectional. It just goes everywhere. So at least it's concentrating it in just two specific directions instead of everywhere, so you're getting a lot higher concentration and energy density.
So you would actually turn it toward yourself, so you're looking down the coil of the glass tube itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you just aim it right at the spot that you want it to work with.
Right. Okay.
Now then again, the Vortex is going to work like the antenna effect. It's going to surround the whole body. But more specifically, that one area.
Right. Okay. Now, The idea of using the BCX Ultra as the newest in the Rife instrument stable worldwide is catching on. That machine is so sophisticated and does so much, it amazes even me. And we'll be back with Roger in just a couple minutes and find out what's going on in Mexico at clinics down there, and certainly home applications here in the United States. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Roger Whitman of the BCX Ultra company, and they have introduced their new Vortex modulator, the Vortex Ray Tube. If you look on New Earth and find the Rife instrument page, you'll find all the information about the BCX Ultra, and there is the picture down, well, about halfway down the page or so. New Rife Vortex Ray Tube now shipping. And then you can see under the actual picture there another link, More Vortex Ray Tube Photos. You can click on that, and it brings up another page with three pictures. The first picture, for those of you not online, shows the tube. It's really a coil, if you will. It makes four circles and ends up going back into the transformer underneath it. And then the lit picture. There's the unlit picture, the lit picture, where it's actually in a plasma state. And then the third picture, of course, is another angle of it. And what Roger is suggesting is that you can sit facing the actual circle of coils, looking down the tube of coils, so to speak, rather than off to the side. That's the best way. All right, so what's going on with the BCX Ultra in some of the clinics that are wise enough and able, and most, of course, in the United States cannot, to use it, Roger?
Well, of course, if they're ordering from us, they have, some of these people have equipment from all over the world, Germany. I've seen it there when I've been to some of the clinics, and, that says a lot to me that they're ordering. That's probably better than me tooting our horn, but sure. We do hear of people continually that are, telling us that they're getting extremely good results. Nothing's 100%. They have to change their lifestyle also, but we do have people that call us back and thank us, and quite often we have people that tell us that they were slated to be dead soon, but they're now alive and very healthy.
It does happen. Now, many people might ask, well, how about the FDA and the CDC and the federal government cracking down on people who manufacture so-called alternative health modalities, and there are certain protocols that must be adhered to avoid direct confrontation with the feds. One of them, of course, at New Earth is we have a long release which has to be signed by anyone who wishes to buy these machines for their own use in their own home. You're allowed to do experimentation. You can't go into business and hang on a shingle trying to cure people. And if anybody tells you that a Rife instrument or any other alternative modality will cure all diseases all the times, walk away quickly. In fact, run from them because they're lying to you. This is a tool. It's like a tool in your toolbox. It's another device, an item, an implement that can be used and should be used to try to approach, a remediation of ill health. But as Roger said earlier, unless you stop what you did to make you sick in the first place, nothing is going to ultimately free you from that kind of a grip of ill health. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, now we do have actually some people that use our instruments full time. And obviously they know the score with the FDA. They can't make claims, but they just make that modality open for people to balance their energies, to give them more energy. And it's strange how some of their maladies disappear, but, you know, they don't make any claims about it. And indeed, you know, there's clinics that one person will do that full time of just seeing people with the right frequency instruments. But we certainly make no claims. We can't. I mean, even if you're a manufacturer of ballpoint pens, if you stated that this pen writes so smooth that it may cure your cancer, they could go to jail just like anybody else for making a medical claim.
All true. All true. And yet we are allowed to do things in the privacy of our own homes and in the envelope of what freedoms we do have left in terms of experimentation. And this is certainly one that that many people use. The story of Royal Rife has yet to be made into a major motion picture. Chances are it won't be made into one anytime soon either. It is, without question in my mind, the greatest medical story in modern history. And certainly the greatest cover-up in modern medical history, too. This man was a genius, and if it's new to you, the whole issue of Royal Rife, I would urge all of you to read more about it and understand what this man did. And he is certainly entitled to the greatest accolades that anyone could be given in terms of trying to help with the issue of human dis-ease. But again, and you've listened to this program for a long time, many of you, unless you stop eating meat, stop eating dairy, stop eating all the poisons and toxins in processed foods, and genetically modified foods now as well, you're probably not going to get better from whatever it is you want to rid yourself of, no matter what. You cannot keep abusing and poisoning your body. That's what made you sick in the first place.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned a little while ago about the Mexican clinics, and as you remember, when we first came out with our instrument, we just had an audio generator, and they got some pretty good results in Mexico. That was, we were the first ones to have foot plates and hand cylinders, and they got some pretty good results, but we knew on, you know, Lyme disease and deep-seated problems, cancers and so forth, that we needed more power. And as you remember, when we came out with that first unit with the...
Well, that was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, with the Ray tubes and foot plates.
And then
the Ray tubes also had the RF.
Right.
And our results went through the roof. That's what you guys were telling us after we came out with the adding the RF and the glass tube.
Right, right. All right, well, now we have the new Vortex tube to add to the BCX family of wonderful instruments to experiment with. And if you were in Mexico, you could talk about this a whole different way, but we don't talk about it any other way than we do on the program up here. Back in a few minutes with Roger Whitman, and I hope you do take a close look at this. It is another remarkable step forward in the issue of trying to maintain the best possible well-being that we can on the planet. Talking with Roger Whitman on the New Earth page dedicated to his marvelous creations, the BCX line of frequency instruments. You can read some very interesting material there. And let me do this. Let me read the first paragraph and understand that this is, it depends upon which country you're in, how you can approach this. But in this country, we are allowed to do independent, individual research, experimental research, on ourselves. We just can't treat other people and make claims about anything. But by exposing disease organisms, and this is a matter of fact, this is science, this is not speculation, it's not someone just flapping his or her gums. By exposing disease organisms to highly modified forms of their own unique frequency. Viruses and bacteria can be eliminated by the millions, leaving healthy tissue completely unharmed. Validated by nearly 80 years of research now, this technology can be used for experimental research purposes on pathogens and other metabolic deficiencies like arthritis, fungus, virus, candida, and boy, that's a big one. Each candida yeast organism produces 72 different toxins to your body. So when you open the bathroom door, go on in, turn the light on, look at your tongue in the mirror, and you see it's white, you've got candida out of balance, friends, and your body is being toxified. Also, migraines, infections, herpes, Lyme disease, depression, kidney insufficiency, lupus, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, liver congestion, and many other issues can be helped. This was proven by Royal Rife in the 1930s. Now, under the first paragraph on this page is a link, and I'd like all of you to read that. I'm going to touch upon it just a little bit. It is entitled, Physicists Kill Viruses with Rife's Genius, No Credit Given. My headline. The actual headline of the story is, Vibrational Medicine. Scientists destroy viruses by blasting them with resonant frequencies. Sound familiar? This is from September 1st of last year, as reported on the internet on a number of venues. And the story goes, physicists at Arizona State University say they have developed a method to calculate the exact frequency that it would take to shake a virus to death, according to an article published in the Journal of Physical Review Letters. Now, if you pick that up and understand that that sounds exactly like what Rife was doing, you're correct. But you don't see the name Rife anywhere in the story, which angers a lot of us who have been trying to champion this man's genius for over 20 years. Some, many, much longer than that. Researchers have discovered that when viruses are bombarded with laser pulses of the right frequency, they shake apart. Well, fact of the matter is, when viruses are bombarded with their own resonant electromagnetic frequencies from a radio or beam ray source, they'll fall apart the same way. It doesn't require a laser. So these scientists, Roger, are duplicating Rife. They're coming in the back door, as it were.
Right.
And I would suggest that they sure as hell know who Rife was and what he did, and that's the genesis of how they got onto the actual, well, research that they're into. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, finally, you know, the word is getting out so much about Rife that they have to be saying something, because people are probably coming to them and, you know, there's quite a record, there's a definite record of what he did, and so they have to kind of start to say a little bit, but a little too late, I would say.
It's very difficult to come up with the exact frequency required, which is what Rife did and actually blew his vision because of all the years he was staring into the microscope day in
right.
and day out, week in and week out. The man couldn't actually see well. He actually lost his eyesight in service to humanity, trying to decode and decipher and find out what the frequencies were that would kill the major pathogens that were causing so much ill health and disease during his day. This is an extraordinary story, and it one day Rife's name will be given its proper due. I don't know when that's going to be, Roger, but it won't come too soon. But these scientists, at least, are doing the same kind of thing he was, getting the same results he was, but this is probably not going to go anywhere in a big hurry for obvious reasons. But it's nice to see it in print, and it's nice to see a major university doing this kind of research.
Of course, Big Pharma, you know, they don't want this to take any of their business, so they try to keep it under wraps and so forth. But, you know, the underground, you know, grassroots people are just that make a lot of things grow and become finally normal is what we're doing and what we have to do, because the media certainly isn't going to tell everybody. Do we have a bad connection?
We're okay. There we go. We had a little dip there, but we're back. The BCX Ultra And for those of you who don't know anything about it, he's able to produce 1,236 pre-programmed channels for many common conditions. 256 channels to program with your own frequencies, and frequency plasma tubes with a range up to 100,000 hertz. Electrode delivery, that's the steel plates, with a range up to 1 million megahertz. And an exciting range of waveforms, square, sine, triangle, and more to assist with advanced research. Is this more than we need, Roger, in a machine, or is this what we've always needed and just didn't have access to it?
It's probably more than most people would need. And, you know, there's research going on right now as we're speaking on using some different waveforms. But basically, you know, Europe, you know, especially Russia and some of these places are ahead of America by far with frequency research. And, you know, it's there for a scientist in Russia to use these different waveforms to try to achieve different things. And, you know, I think in a few more months we're going to have some statements on different waveforms that do certain things from what seems to be appearing on the horizon already. Of course,
right.
We know basically
right.
that you do a square wave for killing microorganisms and sine wave for healing. So that was one great advantage with the upgrade of this machine is mm-hmm. you can do both because many people like to experiment with healing injuries that we all get from time to time.
Right. When you see someone making a claim, Roger, out there on the Internet, that he or she has an absolute guaranteed rife research frequency that will take care of something or another, that, I'm sure, causes you some concern. Because, unfortunately,
yeah.
in the alternative field of health, there are lots of charlatans out there who will say anything they can to take money from desperate people. So that's something that I can tell you with 125% confidence. You will find no one who cares more about producing the finest rife frequency instrument than Roger Whitman.
Yeah, it's all about the people, not all about the money.
Thank you. And that is absolutely true. Be right back in just a couple of minutes with Roger, and we'll talk a little bit more about the BCX Ultra and the brand new Vortex Ray Tube. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Roger Whitman about the BCX Ultra and the brand new Vortex Ray Tube, which is available for it right now. You can also find out information about frequencies, waveforms, harmonics, and power. All you have to do is take that link. It's all on the Rife Instrument page under New Earth. There is someone reporting on a private, independent research level that they've had remarkable success with Lyme disease. You can read about that person's feelings and findings as well. And don't forget the BCX Ultra comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee plus $100, especially for Lyme and herpes if you don't get the results that you're looking for in your personal private research. If you'd like to see the electronic specifications of the BCX Ultra, you click there and see that as well. It's a link right above the picture of Royal Rife and a couple of his instruments. Amazing story, and just below those three photos at the bottom of the page, you can find some articles and essays to read about Rife as well. You see, organized science, the FDA, the CDC, none of them, can dispute what the man did. He was written up in all the major newspapers of America. He was held in the highest regard by most of organized medicine. There were some jealous rivals and others who always will seek to to put down something that is new and certainly revolutionary. But the man did what he did. Written up by the Smithsonian Institute, the Franklin Institute, he had an extraordinary career. And, of course, the story of Rife is told by the documentary that you can find up at the top of Rents.com as well. It is the best documentary ever. It actually features the voice of Royal Raymond Rife. So we urge you to get that as well. All right, Roger, tell us some more about what's going on in the Rife world.
Well, more and more we have people calling us as far as problems with Lyme disease. The word is kind of getting out that we're, with our experimentation, people are getting very good results.
Well, the Lyme organism is a fairly large organism compared to viruses and things. So.
Yeah, I had a researcher tell me that she was getting rid of the cyst form. I think that's because of the magnetic effect of the tubes and the high voltage of the tubes that penetrates deeper. Because somebody else said that, in general, Rife frequency instruments can't penetrate that stage, which is unfortunate because you want to be able to get all the stages. You know, there's frequencies for eggs and hatchlings, and you want to be able to get all the stages. And people know that are really in the know about the Lyme disease problem. It's really a battle of the Herxes. You use the machine, you feel terrible for one or two or three days, then you actually feel better. You got to jump back on and feel sick again. You go to the Lyme conferences and they tell you about that, and it's just something you have to wade through. Lyme disease is an ugly scourge, and you know, sometimes in life it ain't easy. But people start to feel better. The more they reduce the load, the better they're going to feel. And, of course, we always tell people to use the frequencies for the eggs and hatchlings. So you get rid of the youngsters, and pretty soon there ain't so much there to get rid of.
Parasites are another big problem, which Royal Rife did very well with.
Yeah, we have people all the time that talk about sightings. We won't go any deeper in that subject, of course, that's what you want to see is you don't want them inside the body. You want them coming out.
Yeah. Rife was a man who truly should be at the very top of the international worldwide medical, well, the whole world of medicine, modern medicine, as it were.
We call him the greatest unknown scientist.
Agreed, yeah. His story... When people see the you saw the documentary, didn't you?
Yes, I've seen several.
Yeah, the one that that I have and sent down to you is, I think, as inclusive as any will ever be. It's just a story that boggles your mind. You just say to yourself, how can it be that this man was not hoisted to the highest level of respect in the world for his achievements? How can it be? And when you study the history of it, it becomes understandable. He's curing diseases in the 1930s for pennies. The USC School of Medicine challenged him literally by transporting, was it six or eight, Roger, terminally ill cancer patients?
Well, there was, 20 and then, it was, say, about 19 that they say were cured, then there were two more that, it was a couple of months after the period that they were working that they were deemed cured also.
Right. At one point, the USC School of Medicine sent, I think it was six terminally ill cancer patients that they had given up on.
Yeah.
And they put them in ambulances and sent them down to the Scripps mansion in La Jolla, the Scripps family. And Rife took his instruments, his equipment up from his Point Loma San Diego laboratory up to the mansion, and these six people were brought in. And as I recall, one of the observing physicians wrote that one of the people was so emaciated and so near death that when he lie on his back, you could see the basic form and the beginning of his spinal column by looking at his stomach. He was completely skin and bones. And within 4 to 6 weeks, I think all of them but one or two were 100% recovered. And the other two took a couple more weeks, and they were recovered as well. This, of course, went right hand in hand with Rife's research into the simple fact that cancer back then and it can be caused by many things now, but it was essentially caused by one or two types of organisms, which were dependent upon the body in terms of what configuration they took. Were they a virus? Were they a yeast? Were they a mold, a fungus, or a bacteria, or another shape? And it really depends on the body. Your body is like a petri dish, and whatever the petri dish is composed of, the growth medium, so to speak, the organisms will take on a particularly definitive shape.
Right. Yeah, you were talking about candida a little while ago. We had a gal called up just a few days ago, and she told us that she did the candida frequencies, and she had a herx. She was toxic for a couple, 3 days.
Now, when you say herx, you have to explain that, Roger.
Yeah, a herx, it's where you're killing off the microorganisms, and you know, it's dirt in the body. It's not what the body wants, so it has to disgorge it out of the system and by drinking a lot of water. So you feel sick while it's in there.
It's the Herxheimer response.
Right, the Herxheimer response.
Some people feel that, I've used Rife, and I felt lousy afterward, so it wasn't working. Well, in point of fact, it was working, and that's exactly how you want to feel afterward, because when you kill X numbers of organisms in the body, they actually dump their toxicity into your system, and you'll feel lousy until you can purge the system of that.
Right. Ironically, that's why some people feel really sick when they do chemo, because sometimes it will kill a tumor. Of course, it's the great race, whether you can kill a tumor before you kill the person, but you can. That's part of the toxicity with chemo, why people feel so sick also.
Right. Oh, very true. Very true. So the instruments are going, I guess, all around the world now, the BCX.
Yeah, we just sent one last week to Hong Kong. So, yeah, they're going all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then our new power supplies, they work 110 or 220, so we don't even have to give them a different power supply.
Oh, you just select what you want.
Yeah, one does all, so it's good for around the globe.
Very smart. I consider my instrument life insurance. That's how I personally feel about it. And I have had it, ever since I met Roger a long time ago. I've had one of his current units, and I've been benefited many, many times by it.
Now, it's very interesting. There is this guy, 90 years old, that buys our instrument, and he was very well off, and he said, I'm going to buy another one just because I never want to be without it in case something happens. And he told us if he couldn't get another instrument, that he wouldn't sell his for $100,000.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
When you're old, I mean, what good is a pile of money when your health is failing? So he, of course, wanted his health over a pile of money.
Prostate cancer is another big and growing problem in this country, and I have heard over the years from other people who have done experimentation with Rife frequency instruments that the results have been often spectacular.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just had a guy here Sunday that drove a great distance and 84 years old. When you're 84, there's a lot of things that could be better, and he did it just for a short time on some healing frequencies and that he wanted to experiment with. And he called me up the next day and couldn't believe the four or five things. You know, some itchy skin on his legs had been bugging him, pain in his hip, and a whole bunch of things like that, five or six things he said was better. And so he's talking about me going over there to give a meeting for a group of people towards Reno. So that's how it goes, you know, just people get good results. You don't have to lay out big claims and all that.
No, you don't have to make any claims. And, again, it's a private issue of personal research, and so far we're still able to do that. But what you don't do is advertise and hang on a shingle and start offering services to other people.
There are a lot of people that chiropractors and different places in the United States, especially if there's a core of people that are more into organic food and natural healing and so forth, they can get rid of it. They're certainly not going to list Rife frequency instrument on their shingle, but it'll be part of the modalities that they use. And in fact, I have more and more medical doctors that are getting our instrument. I just sent one out to an orthopedic MD 4 days ago.
Yeah, there you go. Roger, good to talk to you again. Congratulations on the Vortex Ray Tube. It looks like a spectacular addition to the BCX family, and I look forward to great things. Thank you.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Jeff.
Okay, always. Take care.
Okay, good night.
You go to the New Earth page on Rents.com on the left-hand side and do some research into this, what I consider to be absolutely indispensable technology. Back in a few.